Hi, hello to everybody. I am Elena Valk from Alto Adige, which is a very small wine region in the northeast of Italy, nestled in the mountains, in the Dolomites. I am leading the Elena Valk Winery, and it's a family estate which you can see and you can learn more about looking at our webpage, www.elenavalk.com. And whenever you should come to Alto Adige, please come to see us. We are in Tramin.
Hello, my name is Carolina Watt. I am the daughter of Elena Watt from Tramin, and I have recently joined the family company, the family winery, and I'm enjoying it already a lot. I'm also in charge of the US market, so I'm sure I'll see some of you around sometime.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
Today on Wine and Dine, we have the grand pleasure of reuniting with Elena Valk, W-A-L-C-H. The winery is so well known in the United States and around the world for their fantastic wines. They're located in the Alto Adige region of Northeast Italy, also called Sud Tyrol. And I've been able to taste a couple of the Pinot Grigios, Pinot Bianco, which is wonderful. Gewürztraminer, this is where Gewürztraminer all comes from. A very, very delicious proprietary wine called Beyond the Clouds. And one of her reds that comes into the United States called Lagrein. That's actually the name of the grape variety. So today, not only do we get to talk to Elena Valk, but also her daughter. This is the first time we're meeting her, Carolina Valk. And she and her sister have recently joined the firm working with their mother. And if you don't mind, as crazy as this sounds, I would actually like to start the conversation by asking Carolina, I know that your mother originally was an architect, and as you're working now with your mother side by side at Elena Valk Winery, what were you studying in college? Were you also doing something that was unrelated to winemaking and grape growing in college?
Carolina? Well, what a pleasure meeting you, first of all, Lynn, and I'm very excited to have the interview today. So I'd say yes and no. So basically, I did in college, I started off with business administration,
okay,
which is always good. It's always a good background. But then I really decided to do the job my mother did already for the last decade. And that's when I moved to Adelaide, to Australia. And that's when I did my master's in wine business
at
the University of Adelaide at the Rosebery campus.
Wow.
Yes.
That's fantastic. I mean,
it is. So I lived there for 1.5 years. And the program I did, the master's, was basically a combination between wine marketing, which is always something you need.
Right.
And enology, obviously, and winemaking. So I had a great combination and great studies.
I would imagine that if you talk to many, many wineries around the world, especially family wineries, they would tell you that we know how to make wine, we know how to grow grapes, but we don't know how to market our wine, especially to an audience that's so global. So that's brilliant.
Exactly.
Yes. Wow.
And that's exactly why I went all the way to Australia, because the program is very well known for the combination of the two disciplines, which is very important nowadays, I'd say.
And Carolina, what did your sister Julia study in college? Because she's working at the winery also now?
Exactly. Now it's the two of us working at the winery, which is great. So it all stays in the family and in the hands of women, I'd say.
Yes.
And she studied, she did something different. Well, she started off with political studies, so she did European sciences,
okay,
in college. And on later on, she decided that she wanted to change and she wanted to go into the wine industry herself too. And that's when she went to Dijon to do a second master's in wine management.
Oh my gosh.
So she's in the old world,
yes,
while I was in the new world. So we have those two fights going on in the winery.
So Elena, you must be so very proud of your daughters.
Yeah, in fact, you know, I started the business, let's say, because I like to do it. And I thought always that I have not to influence the girls about this.
Yes.
They have to follow their own way. And since it took me a big passion I started with wine, and it was totally new for me, and I was really very involved, and I'm still very involved. And to see the girls coming back, I'm really very happy, really very happy. And I didn't suppose that they come back, because you never know. Everybody had his idea to study and to go around the world. But when they told me they are coming back, I was very happy about that. And I see they are not in the winery since a long time, but they are several months they started to stay with us. And I see with a big surprise their passion as well for doing it. So I'm very glad, I have to admit.
Oh, you, every woman who says goodbye to her children when they go to college, always, probably so many of them, if it's a strong family, they would love to have their children come back and work with them.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but you know, you cannot, the thing I thought, it was necessary to leave them alone. And living in our family, we are living in a very traditional house with a lot of wine tradition and culture around the wine. So by myself, I thought, I hope they will miss all this history around the wine. And so, in fact, they came back.
Even though, as you say, you're surrounded by this history in Alto Adige and in Italy, you yourself, you are not following history once you started this winery, because there are not a lot of women leaders in Italy in winemaking, or am I wrong with that?
No, you're right. You're right. There are quite a lot of women starting the wine business or continuing the wine business of their parents. So yeah. It's not anymore a business touching only the world of the men, but there are quite a lot of women continuing this and doing it very carefully, with a lot of interest, with a lot of passion, with a lot of success as well.
Mm. Ladies, there are so many questions I have. Since we can't talk for the whole day, I'd like everyone listening to learn about several of your wines. And if you don't mind, Elena, let's talk first about your most prestigious white wine, the Beyond the Clouds. You know Americans love Chardonnay.
Yes, I know that. Yes.
So Beyond the Clouds, that. Talk to us about the wine. What is in the wine?
About the wine, yeah. Let's start with a name, which is a very curious name, but a very, let's say, in some way, an artistic name, because it's a fantasy name. I gave it to the wine because I thought to try to translate the importance of the wine, giving him this name, beyond, over the clouds. There is nothing more than beyond the clouds. So it is my best white wine, and I pick the grapes very carefully. And it's a wine based on Chardonnay, but I have a blend with several other varietals, which are picked from year to year in a little bit different way. So the leading wine, the leading variety is the Chardonnay.
Okay.
And it's fermented in the French, in the steel, and then I put it in the French oak to get a very nice maturation, and they do a second fermentation, the malolactic, in the barrel. For those who doesn't know what it means, finally the result is a very interesting, very lively bouquet. Remembering the flavors we have here in Alto Adige wines, and it's the crispiness, it's the freshness,
yes.
It's the smell of flowers, all bounded together by this harmonious maturing in the French oak barrel. So it gives you like a very big complexity on your mouth. And in fact, I was very happy I had several awards with this wine as well. Gambero also gave 3 glasses to this wine. And recently, Jane Suckling, Kirby, you know who it is,
yeah.
Who he is, he gave 94 points. So that is a great award, or let's say a great recognition for this wine.
Mm. And do you grow Chardonnay in both of your estate vineyards or only in one?
No, the Chardonnay is grown only in one, and it is the estate, which is called Castel Ringberg. There is a chateau, a very small chateau, in the middle of a wonderful vineyard overlooking a small lake. And the air is very good there. Mm. We have a lot of sun. We have a wonderful earth because it's earth which has been brought by the movement of glaciers. It's an ancient area where wine is growing very well. And the Chardonnay is coming from there. So we know exactly the place where it comes from. And we go very low in yield. So we make a strong green harvest, really to get the best of the best.
And you were a pioneer in the region for your insistence early on growing with very low yields in your vineyards.
Yes.
Yeah, compared to other people. Well, ladies, we're going to go to a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Elena Valk, who's the founder of Elena Valk Winery in Alto Adige, and her daughter, Carolina Valk. And there are several other wines that I'm just absolutely enamored with. Pinot Grigio, Pinot Bianco, her signature Gewürztraminer. Gewürztraminer coming from the town of Tremmin in Alto Adige, and the red Le Grain is old world deliciousness in a glass. We will be right back. You're listening to Wine and Dine.
Hi, I'm James Suckling of jamessuckling.com. I'm a journalist and wine critic, so come visit me on my adventures and journeys in finding the best wines in the world.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.
I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
We are continuing our conversation with Elena Valk and Carolina Valk of Elena Valk Winery in Alto Adige. I've been to the winery. The cellars are spectacular. And I would imagine if you were interested, you would be able to taste and have a tour over there. We'll have links up for you to learn more. ElenaValk.com. The wines are available in 28 states in the United States. And we will have links up for you to learn more about distribution. And, of course, they're available globally. Now, can I please ask Carolina, talk to us, if you would, please, from a marketing perspective here. Put on your marketing hat. A lot of people are not familiar with the grape variety Gewürztraminer. Now, people who know Gewürztraminer, love Gewürztraminer, that's not who you need to reach. But there are so many people who are not familiar with Gewürztraminer, and this is coming from a very, very specific village and a vineyard, and the wine is one of the benchmark Gewürztraminers in the whole world. Give us some information about what the wine smells like and tastes like. Carolina.
Sure. Perfect. So the Gewürztraminer, what is the meaning? What does Gewürztraminer mean? So Gewürztraminer basically means spices of Tramin. And Tramin is the town where the winery is based at, the town of Tramin. So the wine, as the name already says, is spicy. The Gewürztraminer is a very spicy wine. A very aromatic but spicy one with a very crisp acidity. Our Gewürztraminer, so as I said, the winery is based in Tramin, and also not only for this reason, we are very famous for our Gewürztraminer. And it actually comes from a vineyard called Castellas, which is this very steep hill in the middle of the town of Tramin, which is turned around so that the whole hill is really, really south-facing, and it basically gets the sun all day, which is great for us, and this is exactly what the grape variety needs.
Yep.
But at the same time, the cool air comes in at night. So there's a huge difference between day and night temperatures, which gives our Gewürztraminer this freshness and this crispness.
Mm.
So when you taste the wine, or when you smell the wine, first of all, it's like a perfume, but a fresh perfume, something that you would enjoy. It's like rose petals, flowers.
Yes.
And it's you smell it and you just want more of it, I'd say. And when you taste it on the palate, it's very, in a way, oily, but pleasantly oily. And again, with this really nice acidity that gives the wine a certain freshness. And this is thanks to our cool climate of Alto Adige. which we're very proud of, and we're very happy we have it. And so many people ask me, oh my God, the wine is tastes amazing. What do you actually do to it? What is the winemaking behind it?
Yeah.
And I always say, well, we don't do anything. We can't do anything in the cellar. It's really only what the vineyard gives us. So it all starts in the vineyard. And we're very lucky to have the vineyard of Castellas, which is the only vineyard of Alto Adige, which is turned 100% to the south.
Wow.
So it gets all the sun, as I said already.
Wow.
So we're very fortunate to have the vineyard. And really, there's not too much winemaking on it. It's all about the vineyard and all about the good grapes and the high-quality grapes that we get.
Do you know what kind of a percent slope that vineyard has? You say it's a very steep vineyard. Do you know what the angle or the percent slope is? Like, it's very difficult to walk up or to walk down. I'm sure it's very...
It is.
Yes, yeah.
It is actually very steep, and hence it makes working in a vineyard very, very difficult. And it's hence also very labor-intensive.
Yes.
Everything is obviously done by hand, so there is no machinery going in there because it's just too steep. But I'm not sure about the exact angle. I have to ask the question. I'm not too sure.
Well, I'm just curious. You don't have to. I mean, I'd be curious if you email me if you find out, but don't worry about it. Ladies, have you ever...
I definitely do. I need to find out. I'm curious myself.
Have you ever smelled Yves Saint Laurent's perfume called Paris? Which is, it smells like roses.
Okay.
I love the smell of rose. You didn't say anything else. The focus was on very subtle but clear smell of rose. So anybody who enjoys roses definitely has to pick up a bottle of Elena Val Gewurztraminer. Okay, now let's move on to Pinot Bianco. Pinot Bianco is, I love the fact that it's so cool climate. It's not anything like an Alsatian Pinot Bianco because it's so much cooler there. Yeah? Elena?
Oh, yes, the Pinot Bianco. Let me tell something about the Gewurztraminer. It happened to me that an Asian guest who came here, he brought me a sweet, a very small sweet with rose petals in it.
Oh, wow.
And it was really great, and I drank it. I ate it together with the Gewürztraminer, and it paired so wonderfully, so that I thought it's really eating, like eating, smelling a petal of roses.
Yes.
It's really amazing. But anyway, coming back to the Pinot Bianco, you asked me.
Yes.
Pinot Bianco is a very old varietal which has been planted here for many, many, many years. So it's giving you a smell of a fresh flower.
Mm.
And when you drink it, you have the feeling as well of very clear food. And with a nice acidity, it's a very nice and balanced acidity. It's an extremely good food wine. So Pinot Bianco is coming from the same family as Pinot Grigio.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Pinot Grigio is a very important wine to us as well, because we are selling Pinot Grigio quite a lot. But the wine enthusiast people, they have more sensibility and elegance feeling in a Pinot Bianco.
Okay. Mm.
But finally, the Pinot Grigio is the wine coming from the Alto Adige, from this high region. We are about 600 meters over the sea level, and it gives you freshness and it gives you crispiness and really very elegant fruit signs in some way.
Before we run out of time here, talk to us about the Lagrein, because a lot of people are not familiar with the name of that grape variety, Lagrein, Alto Adige.
Yeah, exactly, because I know. Do you know why? Because Lagrein is growing only in our wine region,
yes,
only in Alto Adige.
Yeah.
So it is a variety which is one of the oldest in the red vine. And it is a very vigorous vine, has a lot of fruit, really a lot of fruit, and is growing enormously.
Mm.
So for getting a very good grape, a very intensive grape, and that is that what I like in the wines, that they show their expression, their character, and their strongness. I have to cut them very, I have to do a very strong green harvest, so to get only the best to the end, to the ripening. And Lagrange is a wine which has been discovered in many countries, and I see that if I pour it, the people like it without knowing the varietal, and by liking it, this varietal so much, they are learning it. And so Lagrange happened to me that when I go to the restaurants in the States, one of the first questions they are doing to me is, do you have Lagrange? And I say, of course I have. Oh. This is my varietal of my country, which is only growing here in the small alpine region.
Yes. Elena Valt, the queen of Gewürztraminer, and Carolina Valt, thank you so very much for your time this week on Wine and Dine. We will have links up for you to learn more. The wines are across the board fantastic.
Thank you to all the Wine and Dine people listening to us. We are very proud of it. Thank you very much, Lynn.
You're listening to iWine Radio.